Good morning, everybody. As you can see this morning, we're going to continue in on the topic of being rooted. The past several times that I've spoke with you guys, we've kind of been on the same topic. In the first series, we looked at what it means to sow and how, as Christians, we're to be sowing God's word in the lives of those around us. And we also talked about, from a spiritual perspective, how the importance or the condition of somebody's heart, what importance that plays in this. And then last week we looked at the idea of spiritual growth and some of the elements that are required for us as Christians to grow spiritually, such as fellowship, prayer, worship. This week we're going to look at the process of pruning. A natural part and a big part of a relationship, our relationship with God as Christians, is pruning. And in the same way that a gardener or we prune our plants to help them, you know, be more healthy, in our Christian experience, we also need to go through this same pruning process. It helps us to grow when unhealthy areas of our lives are trimmed or thinned. And a lot of times, this process, it can be painful for us in the moment. Ultimately, God has what's best for us at heart, and it's good for us. And as a follower of Jesus, we got to see God's work in our lives as something that has our best in mind and His glory at stake. So I say this, and it makes me think about a discussion I had with Tommy this morning. Before our study, we were sitting down talking about an article he read. God bumped me through that discussion. I felt a prick. I thank you for that too, Tommy. But I think that it's important for us as Christians that we got to be in tune with God's Spirit, and we got to be sensitive to those times. God will use the people around us to shape our lives and to help shape and mold us into the people that He wants us to be. If there's things that are unhealthy in our lives, God wants us to get rid of it. And sometimes there may even be something that's good in our lives, but that God says, hey, we need to get rid of this because I have something great for you. So if y'all would, say a quick prayer with me this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you this morning with my brothers and sisters here with a heart to serve you. I pray that you can use this time to help grow our relationship with you, Father. I pray that you can use this time to help grow our relationship with one another, that you can help us to see how we can impact those in our lives, Lord, and that you can just search our hearts and help us to see the things that we need to allow you to prune away and to take out of our lives. I just pray that our roots grow deep, Lord, and that you give us a solid foundation. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So our main text this morning that we're going to be looking at to begin with is John. It's in John chapter 15. Verses 1 through 5. Now, last week we talked about growth and how God is the one who brings growth in our lives as Christians. But we all have a little bit of piece or part to play in that process too. This week we're going to be talking about another aspect of growth, and that's pruning. So pruning is defined as to trim by cutting away dead or overgrown branches, stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. And like many aspects of our Christian walk or our journey in faith, pruning is not always easy, but it's necessary in order for us to grow. I think about the past few years of my life and things that have been pruned away. I think about my time that I served in the volunteer fire service and how that was a good thing, and God used that to help me grow, and God used that to help other people that I worked with grow. I've recently backed away from that over the past year, and I'm not involved in that anymore. It was a good thing, but I feel like it was a season, and that's something that God has, you know, kind of pruned away. I think about all the things that, for me and for our society in general, that the COVID lockdowns last year, think about the things that pruned away out of our lives. I think about a lot of the things that God took away through that to slow us down, to slow me down some. God takes away things out of my life and out of our lives, sometimes to make room for new growth. in my preparation for this morning, this message, God has shown me a few things that that need to be carved away. In a lot of ways, my life sometimes seems to be like an overgrown tangle with all the busyness that's going on between work and hobbies and church and kids and school and all the other things, community events and all the other stuff that sometimes crowds into my life. I think that there are times when that suffocates the things, or it blocks out the things that God has got in my path for me to, you know, me to address, and it hinders me in some ways from becoming the person that God intends for me to be. Is there fruit in these things? Yes, sometimes there are fruits in some of the things that I occasionally allow to just overburden me, but God wants me to produce more fruit. I believe this morning that He wants you all to produce more fruit also. And the only way for us to make room for what God has in store for us is to allow Him to take off those areas of our lives that have grown out of control and that are choking out His calling on our life. Is it always comfortable? There is more work to do, but I think the question that we need to answer is it spiritually profitable for us? And I think the answer to that question is a resounding yes. So we look at John here in chapter 15, verse 1. Now, this is a process. This process of pruning, Jesus was explaining to His disciples here in one of their last conversations together before He went to the cross. John 15, 1 through 5. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it'll be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I'll remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, the thing I want to point out right here at the beginning is a thing that struck me, and I thought it's kind of humorous in the context of the agricultural theme that I've been using here, and that is the point that God's got a green thumb. Two things are communicated right here in the first verse of this chapter. First thing is that Jesus makes it clear that He's the vine. And the second thing is He wants us to understand is that apart from Him, we're nothing. In the same way that all the nutrients that a plant gets come through the roots to the limbs, so all of us also need Jesus to live a fulfilled life. And also in this portion of the scripture, he points out that the one who's responsible for cultivating the growth in our lives is God. Nobody else is more qualified to oversee this process than Him. These two things are important for us to keep in mind as we talk about pruning. And these two things are who's behind it all and why it happens. I think it's important for us to remember that God always has the bigger picture in mind. If we look at Romans in chapter 8, verse 28, he says, "We know that all things, that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose." So let's look back at this definition of pruning that I had there. To trim by cutting away dead or overgrown branches, stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. One of the main jobs of a gardener is to remove dead or broken limbs or ones that aren't producing fruit. And a lot of times a plant's held back by this dead portion. I know my tomato plants, after the deer smashed them, there were portions of it that would, after it started to shake back, some of it's green and good and producing tomatoes, but some of it's still just kind of yellow and the ends are brown. We got to go back and take those off because that portion is just creating a drain on the rest. Sometimes those plants, like that tomato plant, it's wasting its energy trying to keep that part that's struggling and not producing fruit, trying to hold on to it. I think in our lives a lot of times we have similar areas or things that we have going on in our life that we try to hang on to, but that are really just taken away from the things that we really should be investing our time and energy and effort into. Sometimes it may be sin that needs to be removed. It may be discipline in our lives that we need to accept. And it may even be something good in our lives that's distracting us from something great. If we're open to it, the gardener will prune these things away so that we have a better opportunity to grow. I think that for me personally, and a lot of us in the room, I know that as on our Christian walk and in our spiritual journey, there's been times where we start to get on those hilltops or mountaintops when things are going good and we feel like we're growing and we're having some success and we're excited to be working, you know, for the kingdom, and we're learning and growing and we're digging into the Bible and we're praying, and these are all good things. But for everybody also, there comes times of trouble. It might be a job layoff. It might be an extended illness. It might be a family crisis, relationship troubles, or some sort of other big problem. And a lot of times, these times become a time of pruning in our lives. It's not that God is the one who orchestrates these troubles or these things in our life, but God will use these times of struggle in our lives to help us to grow. The Bible tells us that we know a tree by its fruit. And whether we like it or not, sometimes that's what it takes, is the trouble to test the fruit, our fruit of self-control, of gentleness, of faithfulness, goodness, kindness, patience, peace, joy, and love in our life. Amen. These trials sometimes ask if we truly trust our Lord with every detail of our life. They test how much we rely on God. They ask if we can turn to Him for wisdom and ways to deal with these troubles that we go through. They ask if we trust Him for the strength and healing of our hearts, emotions, fears. They ask if we can trust Him for greater and healthier fruit in the end. And although it's not fun, it's in these times when life isn't going how we want it to, that we learn strength of character and integrity. In these times of pruning, we have to trust God, who holds what's best for us in His hand. We have to trust that the circumstance will turn for our good in the long run, and it'll be a needed lesson. Our Creator is more concerned with our character and motives than our immediate comfort. The second point I wanted to make this morning is when we're talking about pruning, less can truly be more. Pastor Tommy presented a message to us a few weeks ago along the same lines. Less is often more. The pruning that God does in our lives, a lot of times it's not because He's angry, or it's never because He's angry with us and wants to punish us, but it's quite the opposite. According to Hebrews, there's a race that's been marked out for us that results in a heavenly prize. In order to run this race well, we have to remove those things that hold us back or that disqualify us from reaching the finish line. Let's take a look in Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11. It says, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you won't grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you've not resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, 'My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and He chastens everyone He accepts as His son.' Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children, for what children are not disciplined by their father? If you're not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you're not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we've all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. This pruning is not a comfortable or easy process. But in the end, the things that God removes from our lives, they weren't healthy for us to begin with. And if we allow this to happen, we'll find something more from life that couldn't have been found without this pruning. When I think about that scripture, I think about how much this message is for me this morning. About 10 years ago, I went through a radical pruning in my life. Very lost and confused about direction in my life. And I didn't really, know what to do. But I genuinely started seeking Christ and His guidance in my life. And it required some things to be carved away from me. I had to leave behind a good portion of my family who I was really close with. There was a time when God made it clear to me that being around those people was something that if I was going to move forward in life and grow closer to Him, that I had to be willing to let go of. Leaving behind those family, leaving behind the friends, everything that up to that point in life had mattered so much to me, in order for me to pursue Christ and truly be a disciple, I had to be willing to let all that go. This is reinforced in John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. A Christian is somebody whose strength comes by living in connection to Christ. If we look at Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, he talks about 9 fruits of the Spirit or products that we should get from the Spirit's presence in our lives. It says, the fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. If you think about these areas that are listed here, I would venture to say that there's not anybody in this room or there's not a Christian believer that this is an area they're wanting to grow in. But the only way for these fruits to grow day to day in our lives is for us to remain connected to Christ, to remain in His Word, to remain connected with other believers. And as we remain connected, He'll prune away these unhealthy and fruitless parts of our lives. Remember, apart from Him, we can do nothing. The fourth point that I want to make this morning is that, we can look at all this and we can read it, but ultimately, as Christians and as humans, we have free will. We have to allow the pruning. If we're resistant to that, if we run from that, God is unable, or is not unable, but if we submit to that, if we say yes to it, He'll touch those areas of our heart and of our lives that we've guarded, the hurts that we carry around with us, the disappointments, the unforgiveness, the bitterness that we might carry about certain situations or people. He'll prune away the fear that we walk around with. He'll help to prune away the self-centeredness that sometimes we go through life operating with. He even prunes away addictive behaviors. We have to allow the pruning, though. I know of people, and I've been one of these people, that rush around from relationship to relationship, or from one job to another, or one church to another, without taking the time to settle down and see what it is that's truly missing from our life, or to see what are the extra things that are in our life that we need to get rid of. A lot of times as people, we're so busy looking for the next thing to cover these past hurts that we have, instead of just dealing with the hurt and the disappointments of our life, we run from them. We have to allow this pruning, but to do this means we have to slow down, we have to acknowledge that we need God's help, we have to go to Him, and we have to allow Him to heal all of these things. We have to allow the pruning. Have you had times of crisis in your life that revealed things that need to be pruned? I know I have. God regularly uses circumstances in my life to make me aware of the condition of my heart, to reveal these areas that need to be pruned, that I needed Him to prune. We all have these areas. And even if you don't understand it, you can trust that God's going to use this to help you produce more good fruit. What kind of character fruits do you produce? The future health of your tree, it depends on how how you allow God to prune the fruit that's born in your heart. So I get ready to wrap it up this morning and close it out. I think that, you know, I need to point out that the spiritual growth, it doesn't happen by accident. It's part of a process that begins when that seed is first planted and we open up our eyes and our hearts to God. To grow in our faith and to grow in our spiritual walk, it takes a deliberate, intentional effort. It takes determination. It takes grace, the grace of God. And it's true that God loves us just how we are. But I think it's equally true, that He doesn't want us to stay the way that we are. What are some areas of your life that could use some pruning to allow for healthy growth to happen? What are some areas of your life that need to be completely lopped off for the sake of future growth? Trust that God knows what He's doing, and even though the process of pruning can be painful, it'll also be fruitful in the hands of the divine gardener. That's all I have this morning. Thank you.